It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is July 15th, 2022. And it is 1901 UTC, which means that it is time for
world news.
That's right. It is time for the news. I am connecting over to SDF's SDF so that I can jump into comm. If you want to do that too, all you need to do is SSH over to tty.sdf.org. And then once you're logged in, just run comm, C-O-M, press enter. You'll press G for go to and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And when you do that, boom, you will be in the radio room with cool people like X1 and Jeff and MJD and Claudio M. All sorts of cool people hang out there. So yeah, lots of fun, definitely worth checking out. And then stick around at 1930 UTC every damn day, every goddamn day, is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. And then we also have Harry Larry and Something Blue coming up at 20 hours, and then just a whole bunch of stuff on the schedule. Just press the equal sign in comm or go to anonradio.net to see the schedule. Hey, Gerbil Fat, welcome. Yeah, I was just attending the first of two. There are two different Hope volunteer orientation meetings. So they were at 1 o'clock my time, and I assumed they were an hour long, and so I was like, okay, fine. I went to the one today, but it was still going on whenever I bailed out. So I might have to attend the one tomorrow, but that one I would just call into because I'm going to be riding my motorcycle to New York City. So I'm kind of excited about that. Oh, yeah, good point, Jeff. Definitely, if you like Anon Radio, you like synthesizers, think they're a lot of fun, you want to check out the Synth Battle Royale. That happens at 0300 UTC on Saturdays. So if you're in the United States, that is a Friday night activity. So check it out. It's at 0300 UTC Synth Battle Royale. There are replays that happen if you can't stay up that late or wake up that early. But doing it or listening to it live is a lot of fun and is really neat. So I would just encourage you to check it out. All right. Well, that kind of goes into what's going on in the world, or going on in the world, our world. Welcome, hello, and goodbye, Claudio. Welcome, and hello, and goodbye, and all of that, Claudio. So there's a lot of news. There's space news. There's drama. There's intrigue. And there's also, some other sadness. Man acquitted of bombing 1985 Air India flight shot dead in Canada. A man acquitted over the bombing of a 1985 Air India flight has been killed in a suspected targeted shooting in Canada. Ripudaman Singh Malik was shot dead in his car in Surrey, BC, and police found a burnt-out vehicle nearby. Mr. Malik denied involvement in the terror attack that killed 329 people. He was acquitted in 2005, but police were accused of having bungled the investigation. The bombings, widely believed to have been carried out by Canadian-based Sikhs, in retaliation for India's deadly 1984 storming of the Golden Temple, the holiest shrine in the Sikh religion, remain Canada's deadliest terror attack. Following a two-year trial, Mr. Malik, a Sikh businessman and co-accused Ajaib Singh Bagri, were acquitted of mass murder and conspiracy charges related to the two bombings. So, hey, Athog, welcome, welcome. Canadian police said they're still working to determine the motive behind the targeted killing of Mr. Malik. An Air India flight, 182, from Canada to India, blew up off the Irish coast, killing all 329 people on board, most of them Canadian citizens and visiting relatives in India on the 23rd of June, 1985. About the same time, a second bomb exploded prematurely in Japan, killing two baggage handlers. Mr. Bagri and Mr. Malik were accused of planting bombs on board the plane. Prosecution case turned on the reliability of key prosecution witnesses who claimed the accused had privately confessed to involvement in the bombing, which we all know is not really a useful thing. This cop says that he told, I promise, he told me he did it. It's not, we're not watching the Monk TV show. You need to follow the rules. Speaking of rules, Palestinian people deserve a state of their own, according to Joe Biden. President Biden has reiterated the United States' commitment to a two-state solution in the conflict between Israel and Palestinians. He was speaking after meeting with the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. He said Palestinian people deserve a state of their own, and it's independent, sovereign, viable, and contiguous. Mr. Biden also said efforts to bring the two sides together for peace talks would continue, despite recent violence. He didn't talk about the Palestinian-American reporter that was killed recently. So let's talk about space. This is kind of neat, or is interesting anyway. The U.S. is to resume international space station flights with Russia. Despite tense rhetoric between Russia and the U.S. over Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the country's respective space agencies sealed a deal for joint flights to the International Space Station. Yeah, Fogg, you got a good point there. NASA and the Russian space agency Roscosmos reached a deal Thursday that will allow Russian cosmonauts to fly in the International Space Station to the International Space Station on U.S. commercial spacecraft like the SpaceX Crew Dragon and see NASA astronauts fly on the Russian Soyuz. The agreement was reached despite recent tension between the U.S. and Russia and NASA and the Roscosmos over Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with NASA publicly rebuking Russian cosmonauts for displaying the Russian flag on board the ISS as recent as July 7th. NASA astronaut Francisco Rubio will now fly on Soyuz MS-22 along with cosmonauts Sergei Prokopyev and Dmitry Pedelin, a mission scheduled to launch from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan on the 21st of September. NASA's Crew 5 mission, scheduled to launch sometime in September, will now carry Russian cosmonaut Anna Kikina along with NASA astronauts Nicole Mann and Josh Kasada. The agreement is aimed at ensuring that in the event of an emergency situation associated with a cancellation or significant delay in the launch of a Russian or American spacecraft, the presence of at least one Roscosmos astronaut and one NASA astronaut on board the ISS is ensured to serve the Russian and American segments, respectively. So, this is I think this will be a good deal. Hey, welcome, Sheep Farming. Thanks for tuning in and joining non-radio. That's what's going on with the space station, but Putin has fired the head of Russian space agency in a huge shakeup. Vladimir Putin has fired Dmitry Rogozin, the outspoken and controversial head of the Russian space agency. He's led the agency for 5 years. During that time, he became well known as one of the loudest voices among the Russian establishment. He regularly used his Twitter account to comment on Russia's space program and its place in the world. For instance, those posts came more often in the wake of Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. Those tweets led to fights with people, including Elon Musk, with the two jousting on Twitter over Mr. Putin. The most recent flare-up between Mr. Rogozin and the U.S. came last week, after Roscosmos' official Telegram channel posted pictures of cosmonauts alongside pro-Russian propaganda. So that's what's going on there. That's kind of a bit of a shake-up, bit of a surprise. Of course...
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
We'll get there, buddy. We'll get there. Here's some good news. Yulia Zvetkova, it's T-S-V-E-T, I'm not sure how to say that, but Zvetkova, Russian LGBT activist, acquitted of porn charges. A prominent feminist and LGBT activist has been acquitted of controversial pornography charges in Russia. She was accused of distributing pornography and LGBT propaganda in 2019 and was facing a maximum of 6 years in prison. She is known for posting posting body-positive drawings of the female anatomy on her blog called The Vagina Monologues. The case prompted nationwide protests in solidarity with her, which in turn saw dozens of people detained. Acquitted, her mother Anna Kodreva wrote in Russian on Facebook. However, the prosecution can still appeal against the verdict and has 10 days to do so. Most cases that go to court in Russia end in conviction. We are rejoicing, but not yet completely, said a message on the Telegram channel, We Are Julia, which shared updates on the case. Bosnia positive body nausea. Coming to us from FFOG. Also, sad news, I asked when the club mate was going to arrive at Hope, and was told there wouldn't be club mate this year, which I think is the saddest news I've heard, which makes me realize I need to secure some club mate. So if you are in or near the New York area and you have a case or more of mate, club mate, as Claudio M. would like me to say, please let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to have to bring, I'll have to obtain some Austin, Texas mate tea. We have what's called Clean Cause is a local brand, and then there's also the a brand from Mexico that's real popular here. Anyway, so that's what's going on there in Russia. She was acquitted. And here's the last story before our song. Northern Nigeria stages horse parade to mark Eid al-Adha. The end of Eid al-Adha in Nigeria is being celebrated with a mix of religious and equestrian festivities known as the Durbar Festival. Eid al-Adha marks the culmination of the Hajj. The festival takes place in several states, mainly in the north of the country. The annual festival begins with prayers, followed by a parade of men dressed in traditional clothing, riding their decorated horses. I understand, Claudio, and I think that there's a cultural importance to the drink and to the beverage, but whenever I see it, I always like to picture a group of people kind of hanging out, calling each other mate, like Australians. Good day, mate. Hey, mate. Let's have some club mate. But that might just be because I don't interact with a lot of Australians or people who care about the pronunciation of mate. But yeah, mate's drinking mate. Mate's drinking mate. Anyway, dozens of horse riders from different regions gathered in Baida. For several years, I've ridden horses in many cities around many emirates, where Barakin is being practiced. I've been the number one horse rider here in the Nupe Kingdom for the past 5 years, and the last time I went to ride a horse in Sokoto, I won several gifts, explained horse rider Mohamed Zongo. This year, due to a recent death of one of the custodians of the race in Bida, the celebration was reduced from 4 to 1 day. The Durbar is celebrated in Bida, but also in cities like Kano, Katsina, Sokoto, and Zazu. So, very exciting stuff. I think it's cool. Let me see if I can copy the link. All right, there we go. I'm going to put it into com. But if you want to see the video, you can go to sdf.org/L/4F. That's sdf.org/L/4, and then F like Foxtrot. It's all lowercase, all together, sdf.org/L/4F. And when you go there, it will take you to the story I was reading. It'll ask you about your cookies, and then you can play the story. It's 2 minutes and 20 seconds long. Speaking of things that are 2 minutes and 20 seconds long, it is time for some music. Oh, yeah. I want to hear the music. This guy.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
I know, right? So anyway, this is... this is a song about horses. Oh no, I accidentally recorded over it. it was just me talking. That's no good. All right, well, we might not have a song about horses then. Let's see. Let's see if this Outlaws song called White Horses is any good.
Oh. Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio powered by SDF. That was mostly Roxanne from The Police. Of course, we had White Horses from Outlaws for a little bit until we got bored. And yeah, big shout out to F. Fogg and his fun remix air horn. That was fun. And, again, apologies about Mate T. If anyone has a lead on some, I don't think I can get packages delivered or else I would order it ahead of time. But such is life. All right. So let's keep on moving. There's a lot more news to go, and we only have about 10 minutes, so I'll give you what I can. Thousands are fleeing wildfires in France, Spain, and Greece. Residents and holidaymakers have fled towns and villages in France as fires are whipped up by high winds and tender dry conditions in several countries. More than 10,000 people have been forced to leave southwestern Gironde region in the past few days. Dozens of fires are burning in Portugal and Spain, where temperatures have surged above 40 C. At least 281 deaths in the two countries were linked to the heat wave. It's only 34 degrees here today. I'm very excited. Several towns in western Spain have been evacuated. The head of France's Firefighters Federation has warned of the impact global warming is having on civil protection. It's firefighters, civil security, who deal with the effects on a globally... Yeah, that phrase doesn't make sense. Heat waves have become more frequent, more intense, and last longer because of human-induced climate change. The world's already warmed up by about 1.1 C since the industrial era began, and temperatures will continue rising unless governments around the world make steep cuts. So, that's what's going on there. There's a lot of scary videos and some interesting photos. Thanks. Schlagerlauts? Row erupts over sexist pop hit in Germany. Town festival authorities refused to play chart-topping Layla by DJ Robin and Schertz, prompting complaints of censorship. They are loud in volume, unsophisticated in tune, and often offensively bawdy in content, with titles ranging from Sex with a Bavarian to Big Tits Potato Salad. The baller men subgenre of Schlager pop is a big hit in German-dominated nightclubs on the Balearic island of Mallorca, but is more likely to elicit winces of embarrassment or fremdscham. Yet, this week, German newspapers have been filled with a detailed analysis of Schlager song lyrics, and even the country's justice minister felt inclined to share his musical taste after a Bavarian city decided to banish this holiday season's Ballermann hit from its beer halls for its sexist tendencies. Layla by DJ Robin and Schertz, which has sat atop the German singles charts for the last 3 weeks, is a song about a madam at a brothel who is more beautiful, younger, foxier than the other sex workers at her establishment. Whether Layla is the brothel's owner or an employer herself is unclear. The song refers to her as a looter, meaning a hussy or a minx, with a chorus of la 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 Layla, la 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 la. The song's storytelling ambitions are limited. I just found out that there was a song called Big Tits Potato Salad. Let's see if we can't figure out how to obtain this. This is the most important thing on our to-do list. So number one, we go to YouTube. We put in the search. Gross. It gave me a huge, stubborn, deep-set, infected, sebaceous cyst. And Insalata Russa Dominica. I don't think any of those are what we're looking for. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Jeff. He provided the German language version and the English translation of the song. And so it's helpful because the song title, I'd never have guessed, Big Titty Potato Salad is Dicky Titten Kartoffel Salad or something like that. Let's see if we can get it. Oh, yeah, Ballermann hits. Here we go. Pause. Download as. Let's see. MP3. Let's see if it comes. MP4. All right. We hit save. Then take our download. Take that. Let's see if it works. Here it is. Ole, ole, ole. Dicke Titten Kartoffelsalat.
Mit dem Arsch in der Sonne und ner Büchse in der Hand, nem Eimer auf dem Kopf liegen wir am Strand. Doch was liegt da hinten? Wir sehen einen Wal. Auf in den Wahlkampf, scheißegal. Der Wal hustet laut. Was kommt da denn raus? Es ist die fette Schwester von Klaus und Klaus. Auf die Frage, warum er sie gefressen hat, sagt er dicke Titten Kartoffelsalat. Ole, ole, ole. Dicke Titten Kartoffelsalat.
A music video makes even less sense. But you can check it out. The YouTube video link I put in comp. Or if you want, we can listen to that later. well, we've got about 5 minutes to go. So let's run down some other cool news stories. Brazil? I don't know. Brazil had some stories. We're not going to get into it. This is too dark. Kind of lame. Here we go. These are all sad. Everything's sad. And I'm just going. I'm starting a vacation soon. I wanted to not talk about sad things. But that's what we got to do. Togolese army admits killing 7 civilians by mistake. Togo's army forces said Thursday they were responsible for a recent explosion that killed 7 civilians and wounded 2 others, after mistaking them for jihadists. The blast occurred in the prefecture of Ton, near the border with Burkina Faso, where a Sahelian jihadist insurgency threatens to spread to coastal West Sahara. Excuse me, West Africa. Togolese army. Oh, man. That's a bummer. All right. Well, here we go. Let's talk about this. American imperialism meets its blood-soaked clients in the Middle East. This is a perspective piece from our friends at the World Socialist website, a Trotskyist kind of style group. There may not be a photograph today of U.S. President Joe Biden shaking hands with Saudi despot Mohammed bin Salman. The press has been largely excluded. Fist bumps, not handshakes or hugs, supposedly due to the greatly accelerated spread of the Omicron BA5 subvariant of the virus. There is good reason to believe this policy has nothing to do with any new health concerns for the 79-year-old president. The White House desires to reduce the amount of attention given to Biden's embrace of notoriously bloodstained murderer. Both to ease pressure on NATO countries from the cutoff of Russia's supplies as a byproduct of the war in Ukraine, and his first trip as president in a region where American imperialism has carried out its bloodiest crimes over the last 3 decades, waging wars in Syria, Libya, and transporting countless militaries. Dictators alike, millions have died, and tens of millions have been killed.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right.
Anon Radio is your...
All right, everybody. I'm going on vacation. I will be doing on the road, driving from Austin up to New York City, and then on back. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee and this potato salad, I guess. See you tomorrow. See you on Monday.
Wir sehen einen Wal. Auf in den Wahlkampf, scheißegal. Der Wal hustet laut. Was kommt da denn raus? Es ist die fette Schwester von Klaus und Klaus. Auf die Frage, warum er sie gefressen hat, sagt der dicke Titten Kartoffelsalat.
Ole, ole, ole. Dicke Titten Kartoffelsalat. Ole, ole, ole. Dicke Titten Kartoffelsalat. Dicke Titten, ole. Dicke Titten, ole. Dicke Titten Kartoffelsalat.
Mit der Flinte im Arm und einer Bürste in der Hand, nem Ei.
Seven.